Hey guys, welcome back to Pizza Time Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Henry.
And we're here today to review a certain movie that came out. Which one is that one, Henry?
Alita, Battle Angel.
I thought it was Alida, Battle
Angles.
Angle.
That was the
So,
lamest joke.
hey, but we made it on the, and when we were actually watching the movie, I feel bad for the people, but. Not
Not really.
really,
I
to be
think
honest.
he enjoyed some of the commentary we had.
Yeah, no, I heard him laugh.
Yeah,
I
like
think.
I think he laughed when I made the comment about when the dude took his shirt off, and I'm like, "Is that necessary?" He's like, "Ha!" And I'm like, "I got one. I got one."
Yeah, exactly. So I think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
But no, let's start off with a round bit of news before anything, and then we'll go in for the review. First, 15-20 minutes is non-spoilers, and then we'll do spoilers
Okay.
afterwards. So, do you have any news that you gotta share for the public?
Well, they recently well, Netflix recently, just canceled all of the Marvel projects.
Well, I've heard about
The
that, yeah.
Punisher, what's it called? Jessica Jones, and
Yeah.
some other one. Yeah, Jessica Jones and the Punisher, yeah, they were like officially canceled, and then like people are kind of pissed about
Damn.
that, but it was kind of expected after all the other ones were canceled.
I mean, yeah, obviously they were gonna
You know
cancel
who
them.
got mad about it? Eminem.
Oh. Did
Yeah,
he really? Which one did he
he tweeted
watch?
about The Punisher. He's like, "Dear Netflix,
Oh,
regarding your
really?
cancellation of The Punisher, you're blowing it. Sincerely, Marshall." I'm like, "Dang,
Dang.
he really liked his Punisher."
Heck yeah. Who doesn't? Even though I didn't watch it, but I was going to. I heard it was really good,
It
though.
was
So I will
actually.
give it that. It was very, very well made. So, oh well. Well, hopefully all the people that got fired and can't really do their projects anymore, hopefully move on to Marvel, maybe Cinematic Universe, and maybe get them into maybe Infinity War Part 7. It'd be pretty neat.
Yeah.
I would
Oh yeah, I
really
mean
enjoy that. I'd love to
with the
see
new
Daredevil.
Disney service, there's probably gonna be something.
Oh yeah, they can revise him
Yeah.
back there. That is true. So hopefully they do that because I like I said again, I really liked Daredevil. It was one of my favorite ones. So if they can get them back, that'd be freaking cool. But any more news that you got on your side?
Trying to
Anything new
I'm
on
looking
Batman?
up oh no just,
So what's up with the new Batman?
well Ben Affleck is like officially out.
Oh, so he's not even
I
gonna play
don't think
older
so.
Batman?
Well, they didn't really say,
Holy
but
crap.
basically, so
Okay.
he went on Jimmy Kimmel and they addressed it, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm not Batman anymore." And he's
Wow.
like, he tried to write a script for it and direct a movie, but the screw Warner Brothers.
It's nice. My first edit. All
Screw
right. It's gonna be cool.
Warner Brothers. Because he said that the studio just didn't like his vision.
Yeah, no, I got you,
And
and I can
yeah.
see
But
that.
again,
Again, Ben Affleck's a really good, movie
yeah,
maker.
Argo,
He's
that
a good.
one about killing his wife or not killing his wife.
Yeah, that one.
That this new Triple Frontier one looks good. I don't know if he directed that, but anything he's in, I've
Triple
liked, except
Frontier.
that one with J Lo. What was it called? It had no, it had
Black
a
Cat.
really weird name.
Oh, I don't know
Gucci or something. I don't know. Giggly.
that.
Hold on, look it
Googlies?
up right quick.
Googly eyes.
Ben Affleck.
Well. While you're looking that up, Reggie recently said he was retiring from Nintendo, so my body wasn't ready for this, and I'm very sad. And I know Madison, my friend Madison's going to be upset too. So
It was called
I'm not a
Giggly.
Nintendo fanboy, but Giggly.
Anyway,
Okay,
that was a
that's the
dumb move.
movie.
Anyway, yeah. R.I.P. to the homie. He's not dead, but
But he is, well, he's not dead to Nintendo, but all of his fans are just, giving him awesome support, saying, yeah, just got to do what you got to do. And It's sad because, again, I'm not a crazy Nintendo fanboy.
But on the positive side, I started liking them. The other guy's name, bro.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Bowser. It's something Bowser.
It has an American first name and then Bowser.
Yeah, it's super cool. Like, now the king
of... The king of Koopa Land.
No,
the king of the Koopas.
The Mushroom Kingdom. The Mushroom Kingdom is now going to be destroyed by Mr. Bowser. So hopefully he doesn't do a bad job. I saw like a video. It was like a 3 or 4 minute video of Reggie leaving, and he gave his like not apology letter, but like, you know, his sincere to all the Nintendo fans. Thank you for having me as your president. Blah blah blah. And I was like, oh man, it's really happening. So. At first, I thought it was a rumor, but then everybody started looking at it more, and it became real. So,
how long was he president?
He was from 2001 or 2002 or something like 15 years. That's what I think he said.
Oh, no, respects. He brought us Melee. He brought us Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah, he was helping out with all that stuff. So, yeah, he was a good guy. And I hope him and his family are happy. And I hope he enjoys his riches, because they're probably going to give him an awesome gift as a goodbye and a big, huge bonus probably. Definitely. So we'll see all that, how it works out. But yeah, Mr. Reggie is gone. May he rest in Nintendo's heart forever. And we move on and see what Mr. Bowser does. So.
Da-na-na-na. Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, that was Mickey. What the heck, bro? Sorry, it was my foreshadowing, because, you know, next Disney's gonna buy Nintendo, and then
God, I hope not. No, they love EA, everything. Remember?
Yeah, I forgot they love EA. Freaking goobers. Why would you love EA? Oh, we don't know how to run games, but you know this
guy
does.
That everyone pissed at. Seems pretty good. I mean, yeah, EA kind of made up for it with Apex.
Well, it wasn't EA,
though. I thought it was EA.
Well, it's EA published, but it's not. It's Respawn. It's the people behind Call of Duty. Well, the OG Call of Duty.
Well, you know more about that than I do.
Yeah. So, they made that game. I mean, it's helped EA out a lot. Yeah, but still, it's kind of like, man, you guys pretty much killed them last year. Well, 2 years ago with when they dropped them right next to, what's that game called? Battlefield 1 and Call of Duty, the other one, so it kind of screwed him over. But anyways, Titanfall 2, great game. If anybody has not played it, go play it. If you like Apex Legends, go play that. Really good. So, there we go. But that's all I got for news. Do you have anything else?
I know I had something, and it'll probably hit me in the middle of this podcast. But no, I think that's
it. Okay, then you can bring it up. That's
it for the news with Stephen and Henry. Hello. Please join us next week when we talk about stuff.
We'll talk about more comic book. So there's no comic book news recently?
Not anything really big.
Except the Batman thing?
But I mean, like, actual comic book, not really. Not too many big events going on. What?
Video games. Metro Exodus. Go play that. I haven't played it, but it looks really cool. You should try it. That looks pretty neat. Resident Evil 2 demo, or not demo, game. I still haven't beaten it yet, so I have to, still, I haven't had time. I've had work and other things to do, so. But once I beat it, I'll review that, at least for like a good 5 minutes, and tell everybody to go play it. Because it's still, seriously, go play that game. It's really fun. And that's basically it. There's nothing else.
I mean, what's it called? Captain Marvel comes out next month.
Oh, it does?
We're like,
oh, crap.
Like 20 some days away.
That's pretty cool.
And I was reading an article about how they're trying to be really feminist about it, but it's not feminist. It's more of a cash grab than feminism. That's an interesting topic, but you know, I guess we'll talk about that closer to the release date.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, Captain Marvel coming out soon, and then the month after that, or no, 2 months after that, Infinity War.
Nice. We're getting super close to that movie, man. It's scary.
I'm excited.
No, I am too. It's going to be neat.
And then Shazam!
No, I'm not excited for that.
No, I was excited more about Alita than that movie.
So do we jump into it?
Let's do it. Start it off.
The year is what was the year? 2365.
2365.
Oh, yeah.
300 years after the fall.
The fall. You have to remember that because
every like teen movie about post-apocalyptic stuff has some like word that we all have to remember. The Great War.
Because the Great Fall.
I don't know. It's like, I guess. Let me just say this. This is not my one complaint about like every big like
eyeball woman. Women?
I thought that'd be more of a problem with me, but more I saw, I'm like, that's not that much of an issue.
I actually like it.
Everyone looks really weird, and that's like the least weird one if you think about it.
Yeah, seriously, she's actually more perfect than probably all the people there. Yeah,
everyone just looks.
Yeah, everyone looks a little beat up. I was about to say, word.
looks special.
Looks very, very special. The favorite word Steven likes to use.
But yeah, it was that I thought that'd be more, but it's just I realized I don't like the hokey teen like love crap that they try to force.
I
say as I'm only 2 years away from being a teenager. Or from as I was a I don't know how to word it, man. My English is sucky.
How old are you again?
I'm not revealing my age. Wait, I kind of just did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you were 2 years away from being a teenager, then...
Oh, wait. My math is bad. I'm not 2 years. I'm more.
Okay, cool.
But...
Yeah, I've never met Henry in real life, so I don't know.
Yeah, we met on the internet chat room.
That's how we watch our movies. I just I Skype them whenever we're watching a movie.
We face each other at the theater.
Yeah, people get angry, but, you know, true friendship doesn't matter. I'll do anything.
I love him, man. I even go on him with dates. Like, he FaceTimes me while he's on dates with his girl.
Yeah, it's super cool. She's cool with it, too, so it doesn't matter.
Shouts out to the homie Ashley.
She's super. Yeah, shout out.
God, awful.
No. Okay, so...
Oh, yeah, so...
What's it called? Again, we're trying to keep it spoiler-free. Right, so the movie
half,
starts off...
First half, it's spoiler-free. So let's just say our initial thoughts on it.
Yeah, what did you think about the movie? What do you give it? A rating of 1 to 10?
I'll give it 6 giant eyes out of 10.
6 giant eyes. Okay, that was different. I thought you were going to go a little bit higher. I give it a good 7.5 robot arms out of 10 tentacle monsters.
Were they tentacle? That technically, I guess.
Kind of. Technically.
Well, it's Asian. It's an Asian movie. It had to have something kind of weird. It had a few things. They kill a dog! Cool. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just, that made me mad. I got angry.
Yeah, I know. There's a cool guy that has like robot dogs.
We'll get to that
neat.
In a second, but yeah, so, I'm sorry. That's one of my issues with it. An innocent was murdered. Yeah.
Is that why you
it lost one because of that?
Lost a star or lost an eyeball because of that?
Lost a giant eyeball.
Man, yeah, I know. It was pretty sad. Yeah, it had to happen.
Look, I didn't hate it, but there was a lot of like why moments, like kind of cringy moments. Like I said, the teen was, totally. Drama stuff or like the teen romance stuff that they're kind of like forcing in it. I'm just like, I'm not against love. You know me. I'm a man that loves his romantic comedies and romance in general. But when it's just not really natural.
Some of it flowed naturally.
Of it, but there was some of it where there
like
very
like
how
minimal.
They met. Was like, okay, really? Yeah.
And she has this kind of, like, creepy, like, laugh slash, like, stalkerish vibes also going on.
Yeah, and he's totally...
So,
oh.
Certain people, I might like that. I do. But, I mean, I was kind of like, whoa. Yeah.
You know, I like me a crazy woman.
Yeah, we all know that. Well, I mean, I don't, because I don't know you.
First of all, I feel a little bit judged. I feel some judgment there.
So the movie...
But yeah, so it was, like I said, it had great, the action sequences were great, honestly.
Oh, they were awesome.
Except for the doctor.
The doctor, I actually like the doctor.
No, I'm just saying his action sequence. It's hard for me to, oh, by the way, the cheesiest name for their bounty hunters.
Oh, yeah, they have the coolest, Xbox Live names.
It's a nice one. Or, if you were 8 and you wanted to be something.
And you want to be so cool. Like,
what do you want to be when you're... I want to be a hunter warrior.
Yeah, hunter warriors. Yeah. That actually sounds pretty cool. I'm going to make a new PSN account.
Hunter Warrior 69.
Hunter Warrior 6969.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, that's how they identify themselves. Hunter Warrior 175...
Yeah, you have to remember your code and everything. It's like Finn or FN18.
2187.
Yeah, 2187, sorry.
Sure. I am guessing.
I don't even know. I hate Star Wars.
Can you...
Star Trek for the win. Okay, anyways, keep going.
So yeah, it had moments. The roller sport thing was kind of random, but I guess
the whole movie reminded me of like Spy Kids 3. If you like Spy Kids 3D, you kind
of
like
there's a whole bunch of like that and like Transformer vibes.
Okay, Transformer, Spy Kids 3D.
Imagine if Junie Cortez was a Transformer. If Junie and Carmen were like Transformers, basically, except for their heads. Gotcha. That's it.
And they had big eyeballs. Huge eyeballs.
That was the whole movie. There we go. You don't even have to watch the movie anymore.
Yeah, we already got it for you. No spoilers, but yeah, you already know what the movie is. It's Spy Kids 3D. It's Spy Kids 4D. Oh, it's pretty good.
They actually had a Spy Kids 4. Oh my god, it was awful.
I heard it was pretty bad. That's why I never watched it.
All right. So, what are your initial thoughts on it?
It was a good movie. Again, I looked at you and I said, "This movie's gonna suck."
He told me straight up, right before the movie started, he's like, "On record, this movie's gonna suck." And I'm like, "All right." He's like, "Remember this? I said it." And I'm like, "All right." So,
and I stick by it. No, I don't.
It was all right.
I stand corrected. It was good.
Here's
it
a
was
real question.
Great
movie. Which
I want to see the second.
Yeah. Here's the real question: would you pay to see it again, though?
I don't pay for it because I'm sponsored by AMC Stub members, but if I did have to pay, then yes, I would go see it again.
Really?
I'd see it one more time. Just one more time.
I'd wait for it to like go on Netflix or something.
It won't go on Netflix.
Probably.
Aluda Battle Angle is way too cool for Netflix.
Is it, though?
Just saying. Yeah, it is. I can't wait for... This is a spoiler, so skip ahead 5 seconds. The sequel.
Oh, definitely. Like, I mean, props to them, because in the beginning, I'll say the first half of the movie, you're like, okay, they're not going to have a sequel. They're trying to figure everything out now, because in the beginning, it's a little fast-paced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, we've been there for like an hour, and you're like, okay, they still haven't resolved anything? And I'm like, all right, and they're bringing up a lot more stuff. Okay,
They're bringing up the dude, the thing upstairs, and you're like,
fall.
Oh. Or the fall. The, they bring up the fall a lot.
I feel like it.
No, what was the guy's name?
Who?
The
Hugo.
No, not Hugo. Again, spoiler. I'm trying to stick it, not spoiler, but it's a main guy in the movie that's bad.
So. Marshahala Ali's character.
Is it the Watcher?
He was Nova. Was like the main.
Nova.
Again,
there we go. Yeah.
By the way,
Nova's pretty cool.
I don't know, but he looks like a Lazy Town villain. Have you ever watched Lazy Town?
He does. The whole world kind of looks like a Lazy Town. Like people, like she could fit into Lazy Town. He could fit into Lazy Town because he's always showing his arms. He could be the son of what's his name from Lazy Town, the guy who always exercises.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. Oh no, he's not dead.
Oh,
the evil
man.
Guy's dead.
No, the other one. Yeah,
he's
still dead
of all time.
He had I think he had. Did he have cancer or did he have like what did he have?
I think it was cancer.
Yeah, leukemia. I think that's what he had, which is a cancer. But I'm saying like
that's what he had, I think.
Something like that.
Either way, it sucked. And we lost Robert Rotzi? No,
Robert Rotzi.
What's his name?
He had a very Swedish name. What's his name? Like, was he Swedish? Or he was some type of Scandinavian?
I don't know, but I forgot his name. The Lazy Town villain. Well, it'll come to me later. Keep going with the thingy. So, let's see. But yeah, Nova's pretty cool.
Not really.
Again, the whole story. I mean, I like his power. Come on, that power is pretty cool.
Yeah, but it kind of like takes away from the guy that was supposed to be the main villain.
You take away.
Like, it really wusses him. Like, it makes him like, oh, like when I first saw Marsha, I can't say his first name, Ali's character. I forget his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. Remember when you first see him in the car, you're just like, oh shoot, that's the dude.
Yeah, that's the dude. You're like, that's the
and
guy.
He looks badass and just, And then like the second scene where he's actually like talking and stuff, and then he gets against spoilers. God, we really should just go into spoilers.
All right, yeah. The movie's good. Go watch it if you want. It at least deserves one watch. And if you want to watch it again, then do it. I mean, go in the morning. You know, they're pretty cheap.
Or if you have AMC StubHub members.
What is with you in StubHub? It's AMC StubHub's member.
I use StubHub to buy tickets online, and it's a thing. Oh, by the way, StubHub.
What do you mean you get those tickets
for concerts
online?
And stuff.
What do you mean? No, you're not supposed to. No, you're AMC only.
I'm just saying, StubHub. If you want to sponsor us too,
you're a web stub. All right, spoilers. Go starting spoilers now.
Oh God, I don't know where to start with this. First of all, the first scene. I hate that when you first meet Alita, Tech meet. I guess when they find Alita's body, it looks like a. It looks like a broken down like. Those
messed up
dolls.
Something dolls.
Yeah, and you, it's just weird. Like, and then he like again. The doctor's kind of creepy about it.
He's like, "Oh, Alita, you will be perfect to make you live
I don't
again."
Think he had an accent.
He well, had a slight accent
because he's German.
Again, he's German.
I mean, yeah, but he hit it pretty well. Alita.
Right, anyways.
Like, you know how when people try to do like an American accent and they like try to enunciate everything?
He tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. He tried. But I could hear his.
Yeah, it slipped a little bit.
I can hear his.
Alita!
Yeah, his Nazism took over. Yeah. I felt it.
He played.
Anyways. He played a really good Nazi too.
You mean bad Nazi?
He did a really well job. Well, he's a good actor, I give him that. Nazis aren't bad, though. Okay, anyways, keep going.
And, so he finds her, he fixes her up with, and the body he uses for Alita was gonna be his daughter's. By the way, in this world, how many limbs do people lose? Like, good God!
He's the only doctor that knows how to repair him.
It seems like, I guess he's the cheapest one or something, or the night. I don't.
He does it for free. Yeah. That's why.
Well, some do.
Remember at the bar, they were like, "Hey, if you guys don't stop fighting, no more free repairs." And everybody just stopped.
Damn,
they were like,
you're right.
You're the only one that knows how to do this.
Yeah, and then this other dude paid him in oranges.
Yeah. So again, everybody down. If you're below. What the fall? What's the place on top?
I'm trying to remember.
I'm just gonna call it City 17. City 17's above, and you're in the depths below of the trash. So basically, everything that happens up there, any robot parts or anything that just gets thrown out, gets thrown down there into this pit where Alita was found. But everything around it looks like disgusting old favelas that have been destroyed, and just places after the fall. You know, so. I mean, it's pretty cool, but everybody lives like, you know, post-apocalyptic, you know, worlds and stuff like that. So
I'm trying to find what it's called.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Plot. Oh, this is like the original version. Oh damn!
You're looking at the manga.
The manga?
Oh, the manga.
The manga, bro.
Sorry, you mean the manga, bro?
By the way, she's like Martian or something. Who? Alita, remember, she's Martian. She's Erm.
Oh yeah, she has like some sort of metal thingy. Like, she's like alien technology, basically, to a point.
Yeah.
But she's not. She's stronger than Nova, though. Freaking noob. Dude, I can't wait for the second one. I'm actually pretty hyped. I want to. Okay, so the vibes that I got from that movie kind of felt like the first Hunger Games, but like the last, like, maybe 10 minutes of the movie gives me those vibes. Like, it's like, okay, city, the capital is up there. Everyone down here is suffering. What's her name from Hunger Games? She's like super pissed, and she's like, I'm going to kill. What was that guy's name? The one who had the bloody tongue?
Bloody tongue.
In the Hunger Games. Remember he drank poison?
President Snow?
That's Snow. I was going to call him Snoke, but then I was like, that's Star Wars. Okay, so Snow, she wanted to kill him. So it kind of just felt like that. Like, towards the end, it was like, oh, it's leading up to something else.
Holy and hell.
She survived all of these creepy freaking people. What?
The girl that played Alita.
Oh, what happened? Does she have big eyeballs too?
Yeah, I don't think she's not Asian. She's Hispanic.
Cool. Oh, Tito. Well, there you go, Henry. You got yourself a girlfriend.
And it's just my type. A pale brunette. Sweet Christ. How you doing, girl? No. What's up? Anyways. Oh, but God. Yeah, it was...
How about you, direct messenger? She has like 3.2 million followers. Well, she might be nobody right now. So if you can find her Instagram real quick, you might be the first one.
Do you want to battle some angles?
Dang. That's pretty good, bro.
Again, so, by the way, we're totally. Spoilers. You know, since Hugo died, do you want some Henry?
The way he died was so really stupid, was. Though.
Oh my really God, his off. Face while falling too.
It was so. It looked like he was just laying down, and they had a green screen behind him, and they were like, "Hey, just act like you're falling."
It's like, look surprised, and he kind of just did like the weakest, like,
"Yeah, like it's super stupid." Like, what's it called? The when they cut off his head and they stick it into a robot body. That part was pretty.
Yeah,
cool,
but
though.
Could they? I found that part really dumb. First
Why?
Of all, couldn't you just sneak out of there somewhere, like? For some, that place is very futuristic. You could have snuck out somewhere. And you're a cyborg that's, like, hella, like, acrobatic and stuff.
Yeah, but she didn't want the bounty anymore on him.
He still has it!
No, he didn't. Remember, she claimed the bounty.
She claimed it, but then again, but when he escaped, he's like, I'm a fugitive down there. And I'm like, didn't the bounty come up? Whatever.
No, and then she was telling him, you have no bounty. What are you doing? Like, we could live together. Like, that's what she was telling him. And he was like, no. And then he kept running. And then the stupid scissor thing came out of nowhere, chopped him up.
By the way, that was the most predictable thing that happened, too.
It was so stupid. I was like, Nova's going to kill you. And then right when I thought that, Nova was like, I'm Nova. I'm going to kill you.
By the way, what's his interest in two random teenagers?
He wants her Alita. Heart and her mind. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was about to say, like, remember in the beginning when he was like, the doctor was
your
like,
heart
your heart could power everything for a while. Yeah. It was like, oh, cool.
You remember her thing when she's like, I'll give you my heart. And I'm like, yo, I need me.
Again, that was like the creepy part where she's like, she doesn't know, you know, emotions and stuff yet. And she shows too much emotion to freak him out. So,
but yeah. By the way, so. Why the hell does everyone live in that city?
Because...
No. Do you remember they went out of the city and how nice it was?
No. Around it, there was nothing else. Only in that city, it was like a square. And there was like nothing around there. Like everything else was destroyed going around.
Then how'd they find that spaceship in like the nicest place?
Which spaceship?
Remember that when they found her spaceship and she got the new body.
Oh yeah. But no, that wasn't outside. That was still there inside.
That is not in the city.
Obviously, it's not a city. It's part of like the wilderness. That's what I'm telling you. Like, there's a city, but then there's sections. It's like a video game map.
I guess.
You're going to have your city, and then, you know, you're going to go around and have other things, but freaking new.
Now I have to watch it again to prove you wrong with this.
I told you. We're going to have to watch it twice.
It's only if you had AMC reason.
Stub members.
Yeah. Stub members.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. You just want to see Alita.
Now I do. What's up?
What's the girl's name?
Hold up. I had it. Rosa Salazar. Rosa Salazar.
Rosa Salazar. Oh, that's an awesome name.
Right? God, that's
Salazar
hot.
Is from and, like, Resident Evil 4.
Romantic as all hell.
Sadler. Oops. Wrong
guy. Rosa.
Oh, no. Don't sing that song. Rose.
Oh, no, I got to do like they did in Brooklyn. I'm like, Rosa.
Nah, man.
But, yeah.
That's crazy, though.
But, yeah. What else was interesting? Oh, she's naturally good at that, like, battle ball game. What, I forget what it's called. We're so bad at the terminology.
Oh, I don't remember what the heck it was called. It just reminded me of, like, basketball. Oh, no. Remember that game in, what's that movie called?
El Dorado.
The cartoon. El Dorado, yeah, the cartoon movie. You read my mind. It was that same game.
Oh, yeah, I thought it, except a lot more violent.
Without rollerblades.
Like, yeah, you can kill people, by the way, in this game.
Yeah, it's super crazy. The thing is, you can't kill them, because they're all robots.
Yeah, also, so... what the heck happened to make half humanity, like, robots? Like,
I don't know. Like, the Fall?
Like, I thought they were, the Fall. I thought they were, like, all, like, injured humans. But no, there's some people that are straight up just robots with human faces.
You know, I just now understood why they're all missing their body parts.
Why?
Because some of them are trying to get up there to City 17, and you have to play that ball game to get up there.
I don't think all of them play it, though.
Well, yeah, but the majority. They're trying to leave that city, remember?
I guess, but I'm not going to lie to you. It really gave me some, like, Latin American vibes. Well,
there was Spanish people in the beginning talking.
Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah, because everyone speaks, like, every language there.
Yeah, because all the people just united there. And yeah. Like, whatever.
Which is pretty cool. But I'm just saying, like, it was like a Latin mercado. You know what I'm saying? Like a market. Like, you've been there. You know La Vaquita?
Yeah, I love La Vaquita. It's nice.
It just gave me those vibes. Like, walking around and people just at the market just buying stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty dope.
Yeah,
and then
it was kind of like
and
that.
Then I hear like, oh god, I hate it here. I'm like, dude, you got this sick one, like, one-wheeled cycle.
It's like, bro, don't hate it, it's pretty good.
It's pretty cool, man. And again, remember I love saying his Mahershala Ali, his character straight up told the guy, he's like, you know, if you go up there, you're gonna be a nobody, might as well be like the king down here.
That is true. That was smart.
Yeah, he knew, because he's been up there, and he's like, yo, up there, you're nobody.
And remember, if you go up there, you have to get set into pieces sent up there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how they did the mom?
I think he just killed her. Like, they wanted, like, her body for parts.
I think they wanted her brain, just like with Alita.
Something like that.
But it was crazy. When I saw that box, I was like, oh my gosh, this is completely stripped her organs.
I didn't get it at first. I'm like, the hell? What happened? And then I ask you, and you're like, oh yeah, that's the mom. I'm like, whoa, what?
Yeah, it's because those are the robots that walk around, like the city patrolling robots. Those are the ones that rip people's arms off and legs. They're just walking around. They're like, you have committed an offense. I take your limbs. No. I just dropped some oranges. Ah, my leg! And then it's like, then they go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, bring me two oranges next time if you want me to repair your eyeball again. And they're like, okay, doctor, no worries. Yeah. So,
and so I guess now we can talk about the Hunter Warriors.
Oh, yeah, they're super cool. The one Hunter Warrior was super cool.
Yeah, the others are kind of douchey.
Yeah.
The homegirl Screwhead.
She's the coolest one.
That's the only name I can remember. Her name was Screwhead.
I can't remember the cool guys, though. The one from Deadpool?
Oh, Francis? I know, but that's what I'm going to call him, because I don't remember his name. Because he had a weird
Francis
name.
Francis was pretty cool.
He, but
Francis.
He was, like, the biggest douche.
Oh, yeah, he did some pretty mean stuff, but some cool scenes, though. I mean, like, yeah, when he cut that dude in half.
But
I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, so here's my take on that. One, he's like, I didn't murder anyone. And then he kills the guy. And he's like, what? Yeah. And then I'm like, first of all, who else in this city has a damn sword?
Yeah, seriously.
Like,
well, no, there was a bunch of people. Remember the Spanish chick in the very beginning when they were, like, trying to get the doctor?
Asa Gonzalez, yes.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that one. Remember she had knives all around her?
Well, I guess, like, but...
A lot of people have
knives. But the thing is, she wasn't really known, and he's known.
But again...
For swords.
A lot of people...
Okay, sure.
Again, it's a sword. Anyone can grab a piece of metal and just cut somebody's neck off. All right,
I guess that's just my... That was one of my, like, little pet peeves. It was like, okay, you could have just said, nah, it wasn't me. Look at the dude with a literal giant blade hanging from him.
Yeah, seriously. It was pretty dumb. They had to do that because they had to kill off this kid super quick so Alita could have something for the second movie and go,
kill my boyfriend.
I won't
kill you.
By
the way, also, why did he have to quit the thing while the dudes were, like, scrapping? You know what I'm saying? Like, so Hugo works as, like, he's, like, a parts guy. He kidnaps cyborgs and takes their parts.
Yeah.
That's like he's like undercover job or whatever.
He's like, no. He's like, remember Repo Man?
Yeah.
The ones that would take back the organs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. So that's his job, kind of, but illegally.
Yeah.
For the race or whatever, for the sport thing and for the, like, yeah, kingpin, like, guy.
They would grab cool parts from him. Yeah.
So he had to quit that because, like, now he's in love with Alita and he's like, oh, that's bad all of a sudden. And... He had to do that while his squad was, like, in the middle of it.
Like, getting somebody, yeah.
I'm like, okay, you couldn't have waited? You couldn't, like, first of all, you could have gone to the game and then be like, hey, I gotta handle something, babe. And she's like, oh, okay.
Seriously, yeah.
And then, yeah, just like, hey, man, I quit. I'm not in this anymore. And I was like, what? And then his friend doesn't have to get chopped in half by the, by Francis.
That was pretty mean of Francis, but pretty cool for a cool movie moment. So
I mean, it looked cool, but part of me was like, he didn't deserve that. Like he,
part of you,
yeah. So. Well, part of me, because the thing is, I didn't like that character. Remember?
I told you he's like Corbin Blue mixed with Eddie from That's So Raven. That's what he reminded me of.
Yeah, but like really douchey.
Yeah, he was in Bumblebee. He's actually a really good actor, but I didn't like him in this movie as much either.
Yeah, but then he dies, and I'm like, oh, he didn't deserve. Like, I mean, maybe beat up, but
yeah, but Francis didn't care. Francis. He was looking for for Wayne. Where's Wayne? So,
but yeah,
Wayne Wilson.
So that happened, and then they kind of have to. They're trying to force Alita to kill Hugo because now he has a bounty on him.
Yeah.
And yeah, and again, and the whole kind of love story thing, I didn't like. I
know you don't like love, Henry. I know, we understand.
Oh, definitely. I'm the one that hates love.
Well, now you found a new love, Rosa Salazar.
She has the dopest name too. Like hell, if me and
are you gonna take her name? Then?
Dang, can you imagine Henry Salazar? I'm like, yo, what's up?
That's pretty cool.
No, my last name's not bad either.
That sounds pretty neat.
It's all right. You could get a good cheer out of it. I'm not going to say what it is in case you people want to, like, kill me or whatever.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, it's pretty good. I'm not going to say anything either.
I'll just say if you chant it, it sounds, like, pretty cool. But anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, so also, there was one scene that really pissed me off, and Steven was like, could agree with me, that I got visibly, like, annoyed. I'm like, so, Hugo goes to sleep. By the way, still wearing those leather jeans.
Yeah. He was chafing. Yeah,
he still sleeps in his jeans. And in, like, the most model-type pose. Like.
Yeah, seriously.
Who the hell, first of all, who the hell sleeps like that? Like, he was.
He had a no weirdo, but he had a pretty good body. Oh, yo, straight up. Like that dude worked out like crazy, but he had a baby. Yeah, like
he wasn't ripped, but he was like, all right, he works out. But
yeah,
but like, yeah, like was, there, like I saw it. And I'm like, who the hell sleeps like that? First of all, you're still wearing jeans. Second of all, you're still wearing your shoes too. You're just shirtless.
He just napped. Dude. Yeah, he was taking a nap. Again, jeez.
Sorry, but you napped like a model because he was posing where you could still see his abs and his face.
Yeah.
Like perfectly.
Well, that's he had to do it for Alita.
Oh yeah. And chill. Alita was just staring at him through the window. Or like she entered she was like on in his window, like perched in his window.
Yeah, she was being like creepy Spider-Man, like it was weird.
But yeah, and then when he puts his shirt on, he has to do it the most like, oh, hey, look at my abs for like 2 seconds. I'm like, oh god, really? Was that
bro? What's up?
He's like, oh hey, Alita. But oh, the way he wakes up too. Oh hey.
Oh hey, what are you doing being like, a creepo?
I'm like, first of all, if I see someone at my window, I'm like, the hell. I say more explicit words. But we're keeping this PG-13. But yeah, it's the I'd be like, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Why? And no, he's just like, oh hey. I'm like, I hated him so much.
He was alright. He wasn't too bad.
I just don't like him. I don't know why. But yeah, I don't know. It just really irked me.
You are a comedian.
Oh, and then part of me is all. By the way, this is a really weird segment too. Because first of all, so he falls in love with this cyborg, right? By the way, she has no genitals. Her whole it's just robot.
It's like, just robot, a head,
I guess. So
yeah,
homie knows he can't procreate with it, right?
Until he becomes a robot.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. But also, and again, by the way, he becomes a robot, and the first thing he said is not, I don't think, we don't really get to see what he says, but they just said, oh, he just escaped.
No, he just runs.
He just runs. Like, oh, I have a new robot body. Now I'm just going to escape. By the way, my first thing would be like, where is my dick?
Basically. Grayson.
Yeah, where is my Richard Grayson?
Exactly.
Also, where's the rest of my body? But mostly, where am I Richard Grayson at? Why did y'all chop my head off? Man. I know I was about to die, but y'all could have saved me in some other ways. Do they not have blood transfusions in the future? What? Why you have to decapitate me?
Man. Yeah, seriously.
Like, I don't believe in blood transfusions because, you know, religious reasons, but they clearly don't have religion there, and it's the future. I know you have something, and he fixes people up, but no, they were like, "Yeah, we'll chop him up."
Yeah, seriously, I was like, "Man, you could have just whatever." It's none of my business. Yeah.
And I don't know. It was interesting. Like I said, I didn't hate it. I'm making it sound like I hate. I'm just giving the parts I don't like.
Yeah, no, you're good.
You got anything like you specifically remember?
No, not really. I mean, the whole movie again. If you watch Spy Kids 3D, it'll remind you of it, and it's not too bad. But again, the whole movie, I give it a good 7.5. It hyped me up. The fighting scenes and all that stuff were really, really cool. So I can't hate it because of that. And, like, the movie, again, overall was just a great movie.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was solid.
Yeah, it was a solid movie. So, that's all I gotta say. It was great. It was a fun little flick.
Also, the reveal of the main... By the way, I was expecting... Like, I hope he doesn't take this the wrong way, but... Well, because he listens to this. Edward Norton.
Yeah, he listens to this. So yeah, Edward Norton totally to this, knows. Guys. He's gonna be pissed. He's gonna be
pissed when I say this. I can't. It was like the least climactic reveal. The first thought I had was like, "Oh, that's the old Incredible Hulk."
The first time I saw him, I didn't know who it was. I thought it was the guy from Spy Kids 1, the one that was the bad guy in that movie, and he had glasses on. I was like, "Oh my gosh, he's finally back! I haven't seen him in years."
He's in the Spy Kids universe.
Yeah, so then I was like, crap, man, it's not. It's the guy from Hulk. Well, old Hulk.
Yeah, one of them.
But not OG Hulk.
Not Eric Bana. That's my Hulk.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. The one that's just painted green?
No, that's Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking that one. You're talking about the guy from...
I think he's Australian.
Called? Yeah, yeah. He's a good actor, too. But, okay, but yeah, cool.
And again, he looks like a LazyTown villain. Straight up, they put a white wig on him, a doctor's coat, and some funny glasses. Like, he is the least threatening looking villain.
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah, apparently. Yeah, by the way, he could take over bodies.
Take over my body?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. And I'm supposed to be the weird one.
Hey, man, he's cool.
Yeah, but again, I guess it's different from always having, like, the most menacing-looking villain. Oh, by the way, they made the dude who you thought was going to be the villain look like a punk.
Yeah, he was pretty...
Like, the first thing you're like, oh, damn, this dude in sunglasses looks like he's going to, like, F some stuff up. No, second scene, the second he hears, like, Nova talk, he's just like, oh, damn, oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Well, dude, I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah.
That's bad.
Oh. And they killed a dog!
Yeah.
By the way, Alita probably had time to save it, because the dude was talking. But he's like...
Yeah, seriously.
The dude was talking, and he's like, and he noticed the dog. He's like, oh, look, the only brave one of you.
Even the guy that had the dogs had time to save that freaking dog.
Yeah. By the way, the way he reacted to it, he was just like, oh.
Yeah.
You could have saved it, you bastard. But yeah, it was pretty good. The fight scene, like I said, the fight scenes are great. They're pretty dope. I hate Hugo. Again, by the way, he dies because... Yeah, the spinny things on the tubes, like, slice him because he tried to jump over it like an idiot.
Yeah, seriously. He was being real stupid there.
Yeah, like...
I don't know what he was thinking.
I think Alita was running towards him to save him because, you know, she's actually, like, powerful. Like,
no! Yeah. And he freaking is good. Ying, 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 ying.
And again, the way he looks when he falls. Oh, no.
It's so, like, bad, man. I'm telling you. It's so freaking bad.
If I was to fall off of something that tall, by the way, my face would look a lot different, and also you'd have to blur out what I say.
Yeah.
But this guy, seriously. This kid was looked like he just like someone had just woken up from like a nap or something. He was like, "What?" By the way, that's how we should have reacted when Alita got to the window.
Yeah.
That's the face. That's it should have been like,
oh. Just super confused. I was like, "What the heck's going on, bro?"
But yeah, his arm rips off. I'm like, first of all, it's a robotic arm.
Yeah.
And that, okay, he's...
But you still feel pain, though.
I was low-key glad he died. Like, dang, it was in that's the dumbest mean. Way, too. But I am very mean. I didn't like him as a character.
Why are you being so mean to people, bro? What's up?
No, the thing is, it's a trade-off, because usually you're the one that's overly positive about things.
Who, me? I agree.
And that. Oh. Well, no, actually, I'm the one that's usually overly positive. You're very. Yeah,
I'm the grim.
You're very judgmental about stuff.
The Grim Reaper will find you and eat your butt. But yes, very sad indeed. Anyways, that's basically it. I mean, I don't know what else to talk about this movie. It was good. Solid. You should go see it. At least go see it just so it can.
I would say if you like the Hunger Games mixed with Spike is 3D and Transformers, and a tad bit of like The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, but not as good
at all. By the way, I love that movie so much. Good times. Anyway. If you're into those teen drama movies or books,
totally. Yeah,
no, I don't hate them. I was a big fan of them at one point, but I guess now I've become a little more cynical.
Oh, because
you know, life.
But, yeah.
When life hands you lemons.
You squirt them in your eyes immediately so life doesn't get the chance to.
Man, you're scary.
I'm hardcore.
What the hell? Accept the risk. I don't freaking care. It's making me mad. I'm trying to download stuff and it keeps telling me there's something in the system, so. Whatever. Let's see. But yeah, no, it's cool. It's a good movie. You guys, I hope you guys can go see it. Let everyone know that Pizza Time Podcast sent you.
And, oh yeah, definitely. Hey, so yeah. You get your tickets. Oh, by the way, Pizza Time Podcast sent me. What does that get me?
And they're like, and you're like, oh, you know what that gets you? And they're like, yeah, yeah. What does it get me? You see some dude just come up to you and just slit your throat, just like they did in the movie.
Yeah. Oh,
no spoilers.
Anyway, and you wake up with a new body and no genitals.
Yeah, that's exactly what's gonna happen to you. You're gonna sell your body to the black market.
That's what you're gonna do. It's worth a hefty penny. That's how we stay rich here.
Yeah. A kidney's worth like $100,000 something.
Yeah, look, a human heart's expensive, bro.
Actually, hearts are. I think they're like $250,000.
Yeah, man. Buy a house.
It's not crazy amount, but you can, yeah.
Yeah, because we have that money line. Well,
if you ever, yeah, I do, sure. That's why I'm doing this podcast. It gets like 2 views.
Savage, anyways, sir. Let's not disrespect our loyal fans.
Well, that's true. We got one more person I saw on the first podcast. Somebody got on that and saw it, and I was like, oh, cool. So yeah, we got some people. But
to our loyal followers, you know, I'll like.
Thank you for always being sticking with.
Shouts out to Ashley because she like.
She's a loyal follower. Yes.
She's like the most loyal. She's like the first one to listen to it.
Oh yeah.
She's also like our producer. She tells us what's wrong.
Yeah. And she tells, hey, this is going on, and I heard some of this messing up over here, and this and that. I'll be like, okay, cool.
Yeah. And thank you. Yeah, stuff like that. Shouts out to Cam because he occasionally listens.
Yeah. Hey, but shout out to him because he was our first.
He was ever... our first guest.
Yeah.
Or co-host.
That was pretty cool. I would say guest.
Dang.
I don't know. I don't know if he's again co-host or people that are actually doing this all the time, which is you and me. So anybody that joins afterwards is a guest so far until we make an agreement of something. But it's this is just you and I.
Well, and speaking of which, next week we'll get our guest that might become a co-host.
Maybe. If he shows up more than once every well, it's only we started doing this February.
It's been a month. It's been like it's almost been a month.
It's been like 20. It's been less than 20 days. So no.
We can't really say we're like pros at the. But yeah, my cousin Johan. Hopefully, y'all like it.
Yeah, we've been trying to get him on here, so it'll be cool to have him finally.
Yeah. So.
But again, he's dealing with school and he deals with his own podcast. Again, quick shout out to the Fifth Quarter Podcast. So.
They haven't posted anything recently because you know the NFL season's over, but they'll be talking about other sports and stuff like that. So.
But then also, they're just living their lives and they're just busy too. So.
Yeah, we understand. We can't make a living off of this yet. Yeah. And I say yes because you know, sponsors. What's up?
Yeah,
I'll read whatever cards or things you send me. If you give me like free merch, what's up? I'll wear it.
That is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, you know, if it's like weird stuff too, hell, I'll still buy women intimate products. Sure, whatever. I'll gift them to people I know.
Just wear Pandora rings.
Damn right. Hell yeah, man. And you know, if it's razors, I'll shave with them. You know, I love a clean shave. If it's I don't know, what else do people sponsor?
Mack Weldon
clothing, you know, antimicrobial clothing. What's up?
Not that I've heard that ad before
in every damn podcast.
Yeah, I've heard that one a lot. I've heard one. I've heard
that one about the food delivery.
Yeah, the food one. That one's good too.
Creepy does a good version of it.
Oh, Creepy does a really good version of it. Blue Apron.
Blue Apron. Yeah, we can cook our own food, y'all.
Yeah, that was good too.
Yeah, you know, if y'all want to sponsor us, that watch company that they say was started by like two guys and it's affordable, what's up? Send us some watches. We'll talk great about the product.
That one's pretty cool too.
Yeah, I like watches. Let me
see, what else?
Coca-Cola.
If you ever want to sponsor us, that'd be cool.
Adidas, what's up? I love me some Adidas.
American Deli, what's up? I can't eat much wings, but still, I can give it to my girlfriend. She'll eat them.
Yeah, well, now she killed those wings yesterday too. Good lord!
I know she was hungry, but yeah. If anybody, you know, hopefully. Quick update on the Apple thing. After I upload this one, I'm gonna go on iTunes and because Anchor does it by itself. Like it's just trying to get us on there, but it takes like a month. But which again, we haven't even been on here for a month, so
yeah,
it makes sense. But still, it's just that. But yeah, I'm going to try to do like my own, not my own personal thing, but I'm going to go on iTunes and be like, hey, can you guys hurry up? Thanks. So we'll see what they do or if they just shun me.
Our seven of fans are waiting.
Yeah. Well, we might get more on Apple because.
Oh, that's true. Because everyone has an Apple phone except for you poor people.
No ear pods wearing.
Yeah. No. See, I say as I have the most cracked phone and I haven't fixed it yet because money.
I know it happens. Again, that's why we work and we have things to do. So
yeah, we have people we take care of. Well, you do.
We try to.
I tried to. There was a point I did, but we're not getting into that. Yeah, we're improving. Hopefully, you know, whenever you, the listener, listens to this, we'll be bigger or maybe not. But we always appreciate that y'all. Y'all show some love by listening to two random dudes talk about pop culture when you have so many other options.
Yeah.
Like, literally, why do you listen to us? We are not so great at this, but, you know.
Yeah, we're not the best.
Not even close. Like, you can be listening to people that are way funnier, way more interesting sounding.
Hey, don't be mean.
I'm sorry, but your voice is disgusting.
Wow. That's coming from the guy that literally called me the first time he heard the episode and went, why does my voice sound weird? I was like, I don't know, go talk to your real friends, noob.
Dang, you're one of my only real friends. Wow. Friend,
that's horrible. You better go make some more friends.
I have a song.
You better go make some more friends then, boy.
I probably should, but I'm not a teenager anymore, so I don't want too many.
I got you.
As a teenager, remember we had like a crap ton, like too much.
Nah, not really. But MySpace. Oh, more and everything acquaintances. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but now it's more like I don't want to go out too much. Yeah,
basically, it's just like, do I really want? Yeah. I don't.
Like last year, it was like I'll go out only if my girlfriend wants to.
Yeah.
And that would be the only reason I go out, and occasionally I like hang out with you and stuff.
Yeah.
But. Oh yeah, third wheel year dates.
Yeah.
The one double date we had that was kinda weird.
Yeah, very awkward. I remember that one.
That was fun for me.
It was pretty cool. I got to eat Burger King, so I was happy.
Yeah, and I had an ice cream.
Yeah, it was good. It worked out. Everybody was happy.
She didn't hate it.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad, but yeah. But yeah, so again, we want to thank you because again, we're just starting off. We're not professionals or anything yet. I'm gonna say that a lot.
Yeah, you've been saying that a lot.
We're not making money off of this yet.
Oh my gosh.
We want to, but so again, we're not gonna be the most punctual people because again, me and Steven have full time jobs.
Yeah,
we literally do this podcast after work or whenever we have time.
Yeah, and then Henry tells me one time, and then he's like an hour and a half later, he's like, you ready now? And I'm like, yeah, sure, ready now. Freaking
dumb. No, so you told me 7:30 today, and I was ready. I was waiting for you to like hit me up. I'm like, he hasn't.
You were with a friend of yours. I was waiting on you.
Yeah, but still. You should have just hit me up, and I'll be. Well, no, I was driving, so you could have hit me up, and I would have just put the headphone on.
I'll hit you up.
Please do. Anyway.
Weirdo, man. You're a freaking weirdo.
My arms. Right, let's finish this up. So
right.
Hopefully
next movie or what's the next movie?
What's that movie that's coming out next month?
Oh, there's Captain Marvel.
I know that one for sure. I don't know what else is out right now.
Right now, I didn't see much interesting.
There was nothing. Alita was cool. Everything else is kind of crappy, to be honest with you. There's no good movies. There's that movie with Liam Neeson.
Are you sure we want to watch that racist man? I'm kidding. Wow. I really don't.
I do.
I don't.
He's pretty cool. So, I want to see that movie.
Anyways. We can...
If you don't watch it, I'm going to go watch it. I could care less. I just want to go watch it just because I want to watch it.
We can watch Glass.
I kind of want to, but then again, I kind of don't.
Same. I'm looking at the movies that are out. There's a... Spider-Man is still out, by the way.
Which Spider-Man? Oh, Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
I know. I want to hurry up and get it on Blu-ray, but they don't hurry up.
Isn't it romantic? I kind of want to watch that one. Aquaman is still out. Cold Pursuit. Lego Movie. By the way, Fight Me. Aquaman was great. Green Book. Oh, that looked interesting. Mahershala Ali.
that book actually, my sister told me it was pretty good. So that's a movie I might want to go watch too.
How to Train Your Dragon. But she
went to go see that movie today. So
was it good? Oh, she hasn't told you.
She's not home yet, so I don't know.
Oh. And What Men Want.
Yeah.
The Upside. Kind of want to watch that one, too. Ms. Bala.
Ms. Bala.
Fighting With My Family. The Prodigy. Yeah, there's nothing really great. The Mule!
Is it still out?
Yes!
Holy crap.
We can go right now, it says. Hold up. What theater? Venture Cinema 12.
Venture Cinema. No, I only go AMC, bro. Screw that. I'm not going to watch that movie.
Oh, yeah, no. The only place... So, it's that the $3 movie theater, and then the other one's 25 miles away, and the other one's 47 miles
away. Oh, wait. It's at the $3 movie theater?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Right? You're thinking about it.
Maybe during the weekend.
We can go see. Yeah.
If it's $3, not too bad. You can go see that.
Yeah. A cheap movie theater. I love that place.
Yeah, that place is pretty cool. I give it to him.
But yeah. But yeah, we'll see what we'll review next. Our next episode's probably not gonna be a review, it's gonna be a topic and we'll dig into it.
Yeah. So we'll get you guys fed.
We'll be more prepared.
Well, yeah. Well, we weren't not prepared for this one.
Well, we weren't this. This was a review episode, so
yeah.
But yeah, we'll have a topic like our second episode, or third. I forget.
Yeah, it'll work out.
Yeah, and again, we appreciate all of you. I guess this is how we're gonna end it. Always, it's gonna just be thanking y'all because Lord knows why you listen to us. I know why, like three of you, because we told you.
Hey, but we're still getting more people. Hopefully they do like our voices and hear that we have not a constant thread of things, but we at least bring some entertainment and give you something to listen to.
Yeah, and you know, we're just doing stuff because, you know, we're also fans of podcasts and stuff, and
we love listening. Oh, shout outs to Funhouse, shout outs to GameScoop. Shout outs to who else do I listen to? Creepy. Shout out to Lou. I don't know who else I listen to.
I guess I'll shout out mine. Shout out to the Daily or the Weekly Planet. I love those guys. Shouts out to Tiny Meat Gang. Shouts out to
Tiny Meat Gang. What the heck?
Tiny Meat Gang. So it's two of my like former Viners that are now YouTubers. It's interesting. I love them. It's interesting.
Crazy.
By the way, some of the stuff I listen to is inappropriate for children. By the way,
mine are okay except Funhouse. I would not recommend.
Clearly, I would say Tiny Meat Gang is not for for the children. I'm gonna start shouting out really big ones that don't need a shout out because you know. There's like Edge and Christian's Pod of Awesomeness, which is a wrestling podcast, but they're former wrestlers that have like thousands of fans.
Yeah, they already have a
a good fan base, so
yeah. So,
but
yeah.
Still. Either way,
shouts out to those. Like, yeah. So you know, we don't just like we're just starting out. We love podcasts. We love listening to other people as well. So we appreciate that you're taking your time out of your day or whatever you're doing. Yeah. Even if we're just background noise.
No, we're still there, and we're always going to be watching you
and penetrating your ear holes with our sweet, sweet voice cracking voices. Hello.
Yeah, baby. Well, at least mine. Anyways, end this podcast so I can start editing and do other things.
All right. Join us next week for our other topic. We'll probably start talking a little bit more about the Marvel Universe with Ms. Marvel coming up.
Finally.
Whatever. We'll bring up, hopefully we'll have some more people on as well. We're still working on the mic situation, but thank you all for listening. Hope to see you soon. Well, not see you. We don't see you. Or maybe we will.
I have eyeballs. I can see.
Yeah, you know. If you see a Keanu Reeves looking guy and a handsome George Lopez, it's us.
How can George Lopez be handsome?
Exactly.
That's a lie. Anyways, end this ugly, ugly freaking George Salazar. Hurry up.
Anyway, thanks for listening. And remember, it's pizza time.
Freaking